The Department of Homeland Security wants to keep using private prison contractors for immigrant detention. As TPR's Aaron Schrank reports, the department's advisory council made that recommendation in a report released Thursday.
Back in August, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson said his agency would review its reliance on for-profit companies to operate immigrant detention facilities, like the country's largest in Dili. The review came after the Department of Justice announced it would be phasing out the use of private prisons. Despite reports of human rights violations, Thursday's report means Texas facilities that detain Central American women and children seeking asylum in the United States will continue to be a cash cow for the private prison industry. The draft report says, quote, "Fiscal considerations, combined with the need for realistic capacity to handle sudden increases in detention, indicate that DHS's use of private for-profit detention will continue." Cesar Cuauhtemoc Garcia Hernandez is a University of Denver law professor and publisher of Crimmigration.com. He says the recommendation shows just how entangled private prison companies are in immigration confinement practices.
It's a somewhat circular argument that misses the point of Secretary of Homeland Security Johnson's task to the committee members, which was to evaluate whether or not it is wise for the department to do this.
Garcia Hernandez says even without today's report, the controversial immigrant detention practice was likely to continue or expand under Donald Trump, who is expected to announce a new DHS secretary in the coming days. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.